WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In a new collection of loosely linked novellas called Publish and Perish, James Hines explores the supernatural side of academia. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says these tales are not for the faint of heart.
Anyone who's spent any time in academe knows that your typical college professor makes Dracula look like a mosquito when it comes to sucking the lifeblood out of scholarly rivals. Indeed, the similarity between faculty and fiends is so conspicuous, it's astonishing that no one before James Hines has had the wicked idea of combining academic satire with the traditional horror story. The result of this Dr. Frankenstein-type genre grafting is Publish and Perish, a collection of three novellas in which Edgar Allan Poe rubs spectral shoulders with Foucault and Derrida. Hines must have struck a pact with the devil because the tone of these tales is perfect. They manage to be eerie and droll without fatally lapsing into coyness. Like Hines's characters, you'll find yourself chortling over all manner of professorial peculiarity until the moment you realize you've succumbed to the laughter of the damned. The first novella, Queen of the Jungle, pays homage to Poe's classic, The Black Cat. Paul and Elizabeth have forged an academic commuter marriage. Elizabeth's weekend visits keep the marriage stable until Charlotte, the couple's cat who lives with Paul, begins peeing on the furniture. Elizabeth calls in a New Age cat psychic, a paw reader, who claims the cat is upset about a woman. Poor Elizabeth feels guilty, but Paul realizes that Charlotte's furry fury has really been ignited by the visits of his graduate student mistress. The pace escalates into a hell's a poppin' frenzy as Charlotte tries, with catty cleverness, to communicate Paul's infidelity to Elizabeth. Paul, in turn, schemes to outwit Charlotte and revive his dying career by publishing his dissertation, My Mother the Car, Difference and Memory in the Matriarchal Narrative. Maybe Paul should have spent less time studying pop culture and more time conducting feline fieldwork. By story's end, he's made a fatal mistake in forgetting that a cat, unlike a man, has nine lives. A few pages into the second novella, 99, most readers will have anticipated its ghastly conclusion, but that foreknowledge adds to the tale's anxious appeal. Run away, we want to shout to anthropologist Gregory Eck from the moment he arrives at the prehistoric stone circle at Silbury, just in time for the village's ominous yearly festival. But although Gregory has spent his career studying Captain Cook, he ignores all the warnings that he, like Cook, is destined to become the plat du jour for a primeval deity. In 99, we readers reluctantly accompany Gregory on a one-way academic junket to the Twilight Zone. It's possible to read Queen of the Jungle and 99 all by yourself, in a shadowy room during a thunderstorm. For casting the runes, you'll want to stake out a spot in a crowded, well-lit mall food court. Casting the Runes is Hines' masterpiece, indebted to a tale of the same name by the Victorian ghost story writer M.R. James. Hines ingeniously intertwines characters from the first two novellas into the plot here, which concerns a diabolical contest between a young history professor named Virginia Dunning and her evil mentor, Victor Carswell, a.k.a. Vic the Impaler. When the story opens, Carswell has just demanded all rights to one of Virginia's essays. Virginia refuses, and Carswell returns the essay to her, with some marginalia that turns out to be a spell sentencing her to the inferno in 3 months' time. As the weeks fly by like dead leaves, Virginia is haunted by windstorms in her living room, bedclothes that go bump in the night, and cloven-footed demons in her computer. Given Hines's penchant for obliterating his protagonists, Virginia's odds of surviving Carswell's curse look about as good as her odds of getting tenure. In Publish and Perish, Hines ingeniously exhumes the skeletons buried in the graves of academe and shows us fear in a handful of dust.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Publish and Perish, Three Tales of Tenure and Terror by James Hines.